The Outsiders. Chamonix Mont Blanc from Outsiders on the Inside.
Welcome to another sunny day in Chamonix Mont Blanc. I'm Kirstine McKenzie.
And I'm Maya Taverneau.
It's the Outsiders show. Welcome. And today on the show, again, an update on coronavirus concerning you in Chamonix Mont Blanc as well as throughout France. There's even a little bit of a political scandal to tell you about, Maya.
Oh, really?
Yeah, locally. Local government politics. What's going on there with the municipal elections? Are they good or are they not good? Da-da-da.
The Outsiders.
Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about some new businesses that have cropped up or started just before the pandemic and how they were affected by it. I've got Marco Inficelli on the show. He, Maya, has been making some custom bells. I'll explain that to you a little bit later on. Are you intrigued?
What's bells?
You know, like a cloche, a bell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, like the ones that the sheep wear in the mountains?
Not quite. It's actually for your motorbike. I'll show you. Oh. I actually have some exemplaires here. Also, I don't have exemplaires of these because I ate them. Vegan cupcakes. They're gone in my belly. Lily Thompson on the show later today as well. Stay tuned. Up next, your update, as I said, on coronavirus. And Maya Taverneau on the microphone with baby Bob on her chest, and me, Kirstine McKenzie, taking a little bit too much sun on Maya's balcony.
Yeah, definitely the sunshade in sunny Chamonix.
Sunglasses, I'm going to get crow's feet.
Maybe the sunglasses shop will open now. I need to mend mine. Every time I've been there, they've been closed.
Until then, enjoy this sunny, happy music.
Stay tuned on Globio Radio.
Outsiders.
The Outsiders Show. It's Club Your Radio. I'm Kirstine.
And I'm Maya Taverner. And we've got little baby Bob here. Be quiet, Bob.
Actually, throughout the entire show, when I did my interviews, there were kids as well. So you're just going to have to excuse background child noises later on and now and in your entire life, really. Just excuse the children. They don't mean it.
But we don't want to be a parenting podcast.
Well, no. It's more general information and actually some coronavirus information now.
Message coronavirus.
Dust off your printer, Maya. It is now possible to move where you want, when you want, thousands of kilometers from the valley. But if you want to cross a border, you'll need to print off once again a famous derogation signed and justified until at least June 15th.
Okay. So I could leave France if I wanted to.
And yes, but you will need a signed piece of paper, except for Italy, which reopens its borders officially on Wednesday, June the 3rd, which is convenient for us, Chaminades. Also, some good news for bars and restaurants. It will now be possible to enjoy the sun on the terrace of your favourite bars, but not with more than 10 friends. Restaurants can open for seated clients, respecting the barrier gestures only. For example, no drinks at the counter or standing at the bar area. You really do have to go and sit down at a table. You have to wear a mask when you move around the bar or in the restaurant when you're not at that table or on the terrace. Each table must respect a distance of 1 meter between them.
So does that mean table service? Or can you walk up to the bar?
Well, you would have to go to the bar at some point to pay, I imagine, but you would need to wear a mask. But you can't just order a drink and stand at the bar and drink it. Okay. You have to be sitting at a table. So this is really going to affect bars like, well, unfortunately, Chamonix Social Club is already closed, for example. But that's really an example of a narrow bar venue where you go and you get a drink and you stand around and you're standing at the bar. There's not a lot of seating, okay? So it's the places that have tables that are going to be able to continue service almost as usual, like Bighorn Bistro is going to be fine from this. They've got heaps of seating in there, so we'll be able to continue functioning as a bar as well as a restaurant. But yeah, nightclubs off the table, pun not intended, for the moment.
So basically, restaurants and bars that have a big venue, but that maybe haven't had a lot of people before or like a lot of clients, will probably do quite well now because they can have a lot of people and a lot of people will go there instead, I guess.
Mm-hmm. June the 2nd, museums, theatres, performance halls are all able to open again as long as their patrons are wearing masks. And yeah, we had a catch-up with the Globule Radio staff this past week. One of our staff, Maya, I won't say the name just in case she didn't actually want us to talk about this, but she's an actress, right? And she was performing or rehearsing a performance with a troupe of other actors and actresses right before coronavirus hit. And so, you know, these guys get paid when tickets get sold for their shows. And with these new rules, theatres are allowed to open, yeah, sure, but with barrier gestures, people cannot sit close to each other. So, you know, like one in every three chairs is available. So what they're actually asking her troupe to do is the same performance back to back three times in a row each night for the same pay. Personally, I find it scandalous.
Yeah, it is bad. But I mean, there's a lot of people that haven't even got paid after this corona. I've, for instance, got invoices out that have been paid for, and a lot of people having to do a lot of sacrifices due to the virus. So it's scandalous, but maybe this is just how the situation is for a while. Corona prices out there.
Meanwhile, in New Zealand, this is something I wanted to bring up to compare to the situation here culturally. The government has announced a multi-million dollar funding boost. I'm from New Zealand, so any chance I get, I'll bring them up.
So put your accent on a bit more.
I don't know how.
You don't have a Kiwi accent.
It's very neutral. The arts sector is set to recover thanks to our Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, who also happens to be the Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage. So she has announced this multi-million dollar funding boost, and she says this funding for our national organisations will safeguard jobs, ensure that they're able to continue providing opportunities for New Zealanders to access cultural experiences that are important for our well-being. And I couldn't agree more. I think getting out and enjoying culture, music, history, art is really important for our well-being, as much as going for a jog and a hike, honestly.
Yeah, I would say the two top for well-being in my life is people, hanging out with people. And exercise is really important. But this confinement has definitely made me think how much I need people. I need people!
There's more good news for seeing people if you're interested in mixing with them in a swimming pool, Maya.
Oh, is it going to open?
It is going to open. The June 2nd is the date. The swimming pool and gyms are allowed to open back again. There you go. But word of warning, again, for my Kiwi friends in Chamonix and others who were potentially thinking about playing touch rugby, I'm looking at you guys, not allowed. Contact sports are still prohibited until at least June the 22nd.
So it also includes ballet.
Why is ballet a contact sport?
Maybe it's a form of art, it's not a sport.
Of course it's an art.
I'm just thinking of like activities where you have to touch each other.
Oh, stop thinking about that. Get your mind out of the gutter, Maya.
Sorry.
When we come back from this next song, the update continues. I've actually got more to tell you about, including the municipal elections in Chamonix, a little bit of a drama there, and the lifts opening back up again in Chamonix Mont Blanc. We'll be right back with The Outsiders.
Stay tuned on Globio Radio 90.5.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
The Outsiders. Radio
90.5 FM.
Now, Eric Fournier, he's been officially elected mayor of Chamonix at the municipal council. The vote was held on Tuesday the 26th. 22 votes in favour, 7 abstentions, and he is therefore entering his third term as mayor with Aurore Termoz as first assistant. But it's not as simple as it seems, Maya.
Really?
There has been disputes over the municipal elections in Chamonix and Servoz, where two appeals have been filed at the Grenoble Administrative Court to request the cancellation of the result of the first round. It would seem to be linked to the health situation, of course, the pandemic, where people were potentially intimidated from voting due to the risk of being infected. This is really a national issue, but affects Chamonix and Servoz in this instance, in these two court cases, because if they're upheld, then we'll have to start from square one. In Valenciennes, Jeremy Vallès, meanwhile, begins his second term. And Nicolas Evrand, he's the guy in Servoz, at least for now, if if he doesn't get ruled out. In Les Ouches, on the other hand, we're still waiting for a second round, since Ghislaine Bossigny from the Bien Vivre Chamonix list is on a roll with two other candidates, Stéphane Lagarde and Luc Harmonique, taking over from the current mayor. Potentially, we'll have to wait and see who is going to be the mayor of Les Ouches.
And Kirstin, what's happening with the lifts?
The lifts, well,
the ski lifts.
Mark in your date, June the 6th, but I don't think you'll be going skiing, huh? Brévent is set to open on June the 6th, resuming normal activity on June the 13th, along with the Aiguille de Midi and the Bossons chairlift as well. The Montanvert train, which for the moment is only running on weekends, will resume normal service on July the 4th. The 4th of July, American Independence Day. Oh my gosh, have you seen what's going on in America right now?
I try to stay away from the news at the moment.
Okay.
It makes me anxious.
It's a rioting.
Oh no, I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a riot in Minneapolis.
It's a terrible situation over there, all race-based.
Very sad.
Lastly, Grand Monte may open July 4th under specific conditions that are explained on the Compagnie de Mont Blanc website. There you go. You can check there for more information. And on our website, of course, globule.chamonix.radio. Now I wanted to play you a little disco track, which was one of the tracks Douglas Jones and I played last night when we streamed live on the internet and on Globule Radio. We had a bit of a disco ball, Maya. Did you see us?
I did see a little bit. I saw you.
We all got dressed up. It was a ball, a new disco ball.
Oh,
that's why we were dressed up. Yeah.
I thought you were quite dressed up.
Well,
yeah. A lot of makeup.
Oh, well, you know, you only live once.
Or twice.
Or three times.
Hopefully.
Or nine lives. Can we have nine? Some people in Chamonix do. We'll see you back after this disco track when we're going to introduce Maya to Marco Invicelli and the Mark Custom Bells. I can't wait to explain to you what these are, Maya. And I've got one to show you as well.
I can't wait to hear about these bells.
Mont Blanc from Outsiders on the Inside. We'll be right back.
Global Radio, The Outsider Show.
With Kirsten McKenzie and Maya Taverner.
Welcome back to the show. And now, Mark Custom Bells. I wanted to bring up today on the show some new businesses and just give them a bit of a spotlight and also find out how the pandemic affected them. Now, Mark Custom Bells is kind of a unique product in the sense that it's it's a bell for your motorbike. And I didn't realize this, but apparently Harley-Davidson bikes in particular, they have a little hook somewhere on the bottom of the sort of petrol thing, right down the bottom, where you hang bells, or traditionally they hang bells to ward off evil spirits. I'll show you what it looks like. So here's the box. They come in.
Sick. Now, square little cute wooden box.
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Oh, nice.
Little bell.
So it's a bike decoration.
Yeah, but you can also use it for other stuff. And the idea behind his business was that they could become a more sustainable marketing product because, you know, it's not plastic, it's metal, you can keep it for a long time, comes in a nice wooden box. In saying that, the product does get made in China and come from China. You know, it's not made in France, but the wooden boxes are made in France. Of course, because of that, he was particularly affected by the coronavirus because he had lots of product that was delayed from China. They're forged in metal, so I'm not sure. It's not like the handmade cowbells that we've got from Devosu in Chamonix. It's slightly different product, much smaller. And yeah, here's an example for you, Maya. It's a gift.
Oh, thank you.
It's for you.
Put it on my pram.
Put it on your pram, yeah. You can protect the baby Bob from evil spirits.
Move away.
So Marco Infocelli, he is the admin of the Sportster Forever group on Facebook. It's got almost 6,000 followers. And in case you're wondering what the Sportsters are, Maya, it's like I said, Harley Davidson. You imagine like a really low thing that's like going, you know, that kind of thing. Like a Hell's Angels, but apparently in Europe they don't have the same biker culture as in America. They're much more appreciated and calm, and they're kind of like rock and roll dudes here. They're not like gangsters in America, you know. They're cool dudes, and that's why I wanted to interview Marco about his bells. Now I asked Marco how he had to adapt his brand new business to the coronavirus pandemic.
The Outsiders.
So I try. I give him back. I give back the place in Les Ouches where I based my business. And just for limited the money they go out, and now I organize the office in my place. My garage is a new storage place, but at the same time, for example, in this biker world, come a kind of solidarity. Mm. Is the name, and a lot of bikers understand that the custom culture actors was in trouble, and everyone tried to support us. And for example, I have a lot of guys that buy my bells and send, for example, a word for say, yeah, keep going, we know it's not easy. But there is also some, for example, Fédération Biker de France, they organize they make a map of all kind of actors of the custom culture in France, and all this kind of help us really. And so for the moment I survive. I'm not really sure what gonna be, you know, in a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever. But
there was some memes on the internet going around saying, if you come out of lockdown and you support just the big concert fast, the big, chain stores, those were the ones that will survive. But if you come out of this and you support your small local clothing store or even your wife, she's a couturière, you know, instead of getting your new clothes, why not get clothes repaired or made locally? That kind of thing is the way forward. And one aspect is sustainability. sustainability, like I mentioned, the bells can be a way where businesses can do some marketing products that are sustainable. So like you mentioned, businesses such as the Ultra Trail or even the Tour de France that have a culture of bells. And how do you think you can get those actors involved?
Yeah, this is basically what we expected for develop the business. Business is not just to create a few bells and selling by the website. The website is more like a window for the brand. The objective is to personalize brand for, as you say, for business, for events, for bike dealer, for clubs, for a lot of kind. You know, if you considering here in Chamonix, if you do something like Ultra Trail, you know, you can make little lucky bells, Ultra Trail Chamonix with the year, you know, the edition 2020, for example. And selling that like a whatever marketing product could be, you know, you can buy a hat, a t-shirt, but you can also buy a little bell, you know. So this is what we want basically do, but we don't really know the time, the everything is like in kind of standby, if you want, for the moment, because all this game cost also money, you know. So it's already hard if you want to survive, pay everything that you have to pay just for the current life. So developing a new business in this period is not the easiest of thing. So we'll see. For the moment, I you know, keep concentrated and try to do my best.
Just like all the mums who have to work from home, we try to do the best.
Yeah, exactly. Is the
The Outsiders.
Thanks, Kirstine. Thanks for organizing that interview with Marco. And thank you for my bell.
Woo! Yes, thanks, Marco, for that as well. And wishing you all the best. And, of course, any artisan, other businesses in Chamonix listening who want a bit of a spotlight, contact us. You know, we are very open to interviewing local artisans or anyone who's interested in being on the show. Come on, guys. Get outsiders-wise. Also, next, we've got Lily Thompson. She started a business, a vegan baking business. So we're going to continue on the route of talking to new businesses in Chamonix Mont Blanc and how they were affected by the virus. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. 90.5 Global Radio.
But we think on this side.
Globule Radio
90.5 at Maya's balcony. Yes. The view is amazing and the sun is shining. A few clouds, but looks amazing.
You remember balcony TV? This is balcony radio.
Yeah.
Actually quite good.
Imagined a view.
Can we copyright that? Maybe we should change the name of the podcast. I don't mind that. Although the idea is in the future, we'll start doing some live broadcasts from around Chamonix now that restaurants and bars can open, or maybe even a spa. How about a hot tub podcast?
Yeah, hot tub podcast. Sauna podcast.
I'm not sure how the microphones will do in the sauna, but I digress. No spa, no restaurant for the moment, just the outside part of Bluebird Cafe where I interviewed Lily Thompson. There's a bit of construction going on and my kids running around in the background, so sorry for the noise. But Lily Thompson, just so you know, Maya, I used to work with her at Chamonix all year, actually. And since then, since a couple of years ago, she went out sort of on her own to do some nannying and started some vegan baking. Ask Lily about growing her business in spite of the pandemic. Firstly, though, is it actually harder to be a vegan baker over a regular baker?
Definitely about creativity, but also I think people get a bit scared when they have to make a cake without egg or butter or whatever, like cookies and stuff. People seem to think it's like not possible or that it's like the hardest thing in the world. And it is hard, like, but I think once you practice and do it again and again and find like a really good recipe, like it just, well, it shows that it can come out just as normal as a normal cake.
And did you choose to go vegan because of animal rights or health benefits or something else?
Mainly for health benefits. We became vegan because we, well, accidentally watched a documentary, and then we watched another one and just became really interested in it. And I think it was a hard transition to start with, especially a few years ago. Like going into the going out for dinner or anything was hard. Like people didn't have as many vegan options as they do now, so it was really tricky trying to pay for, you know, a tomato pasta when you know at home you could cook a really nice curry. And yeah, so to start with, we were only vegan at home, and then we ate whatever we wanted to out. But to be honest, that didn't last very long. But yeah, nowadays, all the restaurants and cafes in Chamonix have plenty of vegan options. And yeah, it's definitely, people are definitely cottoning on to it and having many more options.
Including the fact that now Bluebird has your vegan cupcakes every Saturday. I'm always here at 10 getting them. Today it's Oreos, and I didn't realise Oreos are vegan. What? How is this?
Yeah, loads of people don't actually realise, but Oreos are vegan. And last week I did the Speculoos cupcakes, which is vegan.
That's my telephone. Don't worry about it. I'm very popular. So then what you've got is now your new business, and you've set yourself up as an auto entrepreneur. Have you been on that program for very long?
As an auto entrepreneur? Yeah, I have actually. Well, since working for Chamonix all year as a cleaner and everything. But no, I mean, at the moment it's kind of a hobby, but it's been good practice, and I've definitely, like, doing it every week compared to what I was doing before, learned what works and what doesn't work.
But the lockdown must have significantly impacted your income in that way. Were you, or did you try to get some money back from the government comparing your wage from this April to last April and March to March, that type of thing?
Not really, because I diversify from other contracts.
So what would you say to people who think that becoming vegan is too expensive and too difficult? Something motivational to get us going.
I think that it's definitely not true. You can definitely pick up, you know, a tin of chickpeas for 50 cents, a tin of kidney beans. You can make an amazing vegan chili, curry, for all using tin food. Super simple, super easy, and it's always going to taste delicious. So keep trying.
Keep trying. Thanks, Lily. And keep trying these cupcakes here at Bluebird every Saturday. It's my advice.
The Outsiders.
You know what? You got spunk.
The Outsider.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk.
Welcome back to Global Radio. Now it's time for
the Greta Effort with Maya Tappaner. Now the running joke is that Greta Thunberg was not available, but our second-hand Swede is here. The second best gal for the job, Maya Tappaner.
A Greta Effort?
Basically, the fashion industry is a very... Basically, the fashion industry has a very big impact on the environment. In fact, it's the second largest, biggest polluter in the world.
Mm.
Yeah, did you know that? I didn't think it was like the second, but it is.
I believe... I don't know if it was the second. I know it's not a good thing for the planet. I mean, it's easy to see the amount, how fast the fashion moves, that how it couldn't be good, because things... just going off the shelves, disappearing, but they're not ending up in wardrobes, they're ending up in landfill.
Yeah. I mean, how often don't we just go like, oh, it was only 10 euros, like as if it doesn't matter. And then when you read about everything behind it, like how much water, how much chemicals, it's like being transported from China to here, and the Chinese children, etc., like making this stuff. So I'm just going to go through a few pieces of advice how you can try not to add so much to this bad impact on the environment through buying too many clothes.
Number one.
Yeah. Try to think, do I need this? Do I really need it? Can I borrow something? Like, for instance, if you're going to a wedding, do I really need to buy something just to use it one time, or can I borrow something from a friend? And in big cities now, there's a lot of these renting clothes places coming up.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I thought for my wedding, I don't want to buy a dress that I'm going to use once. I spend loads of money. I would really, really like to support the whole renting clothes industry and actually rent a dress. And the problem is for me is that I'm a very small size and I can actually never like borrow stuff from people. But maybe I can expand, get bigger until then. Most people go the opposite.
Yeah. Number two.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, get to know the brands that you buy. Like, for instance, brands like Stella McCartney, Patagonia, that actually try to make things a bit more sustainable. Brands are really expensive. But I believe in just try to pick, like, don't buy 10 things. Buy one thing you really, really like and that you can wear in winter, in summer, and that you can have to a lot of wear it in a lot of different environments. Like, you can dress it down, dress it up, and stuff like that. Yeah, for instance, I really like Patagonia. I have one fleece suit that I've used for my first baby, and then I gave it away to a friend, and now she just gave it back, and we're using it again. And this little thing handed me down a ticket that you can write it, and fortunately we have not written names in there, but it's going to be like a long list of babies because they've just been pregnant. I was trying to think, like, I don't want to buy lots of things now when I'm pregnant and I'm expanding. I want to buy stuff that I can actually wear later and that you can breastfeed in. So when you buy pregnancy clothes, try to think, what can I use that I can like get bigger in, and what can I use after the pregnancy, and what can I breastfeed in? So basically shirts. It's all about shirts.
Yeah, like the wrap tip ones, you know, like the wrap. Just like slide the wrap from either side.
Oh yeah, yeah. The omelette. Are they called omelette?
I have no idea. Yeah, the what omelette the word
ones,
is.
Like the ballet ones that people use for ballet. Here we go, ballet.
Whatever again. The name is, I'm pretty sure it's not called a wrap tit. But it should be. It should be though.
The wrap tit. Get a wrap tit.
Do we have a fifth? I think that was the fourth, wasn't it? Let's cut it off at five. Five tips. What's the fifth one?
Okay, here we go. Learn to repair.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to learn to repair. Go and repair stuff. I always have this little bucket of things I'm thinking of repairing, and I never get around to it. So it's basically just go like once every second month, take your things that you're supposed to repair to a repairer. There's actually one close to the terrace in town.
There's
like
many.
Place Belmont. Yeah. Well, we know about all the people that make stuff now. Have to make the mask makers. They often repair stuff too.
You know, Marco, Mark Custom Bells. His wife is also doing sewing.
Oh, really?
Up on Avenue Pierre Rusquin.
Where's that?
So it's kind of, do you know where the Brévent is? There's this street next to the Brévent where this famous painter, Ruskin, he painted this rock there. And so the avenue's named after him. And up there is where you'll find Mark Custom Bells in his garage and his wife fixing clothes.
I've seen it. When you do the vertical kilometre, you walk past it as you walk up. Yeah. But also, if you don't want to sew, you can also just buy these little sticker things that you iron on to mend things. Basically, we need to make mending things cool, basically.
Mending things is cool. Note it down in Sharpie because this is permanent.
Teach your kids.
Life-changing stuff.
To mend stuff.
Thanks, Maya, for this amazing Greta effort. And in the end of this deconfinement, it's also important to note that the clothes that you're wearing every day in confinement, that's your uniform now, okay? We don't need fashion in Chamonix. We need practical clothes, and that's it.
Jeans, please. Puff.
Yeah.
Puff jacket.
And skirts. I'm just all about the long skirts because it's airy, but if it gets cold, it's also a blanket. It's almost the end of the show. Don't go anywhere. I'm starting to lose my voice even. I need to get a glass of water. And while I drink my aqua, you can have this liquid music.
The Outsiders. Inside advice, direct from Global Radio Chamonix.
Come on and dance with me.
Welcome back to Globio Radio 90.5 with Maya Tavener and
Christine McKenzie. It's the Outsiders show, literally outside on Maya's balcony. I'm thinking of changing the podcast to be called Balcony Radio. Saclac. Saclac. You know what that means?
No.
It's like French onomatopoeia for like it hits, like clack. It's like literally the sound of you hitting something, you know, slap. Like,
so basically when you sort of really nail something, it's like, lack.
No, suck, like, it suck hits. Like. Yeah, suck there you like. Go. I taught you some French.
I speak French.
I know you do, but there's lots of colloquialisms to learn every day in French. Even still, I am learning new ones every day.
Ça roule.
Exactly, that's another good example.
Ça roule.
It rolls, it's rolling.
Ah, is that what it means?
Yeah, like a tire is...
But you sort of just say as you walk in, ça roule? Like a question you can say,
it can
right?
also be like, it's kind of like how's it going? Yeah, like, is it rolling? Does it roll?
Ça roule?
Yeah, does it roll? Is it rolling today? Rolling on to next week's subject, Maya. It's the end of the show now, and we wanted to tease an upcoming episode next Sunday, but also invite you to contact us like we did for recently for new businesses. What about restaurants and bars who are opening back up? We invite you to contact us if you'd like to be on the show or if you'd like to host us while we promote your business and record the podcast and eat your food. Hey, that's fine by me too. Okay? I'm looking at you, mamas.
Mamas?
I want to eat their food while I record the podcast. They're opening back up again.
Oh, mamas. I thought you said mamas. I was like, oh, senioras and mamas.
Am I pronouncing it wrong? Is it a Swedish thing?
I think we definitely... Mumma.
Oh, God.
Mumma. Because it basically is a Swedish saying, oh, it tastes like mumma.
Oh, really?
Like a mumma.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Actually, so you might have to cut that out. I'm not sure. Need to, like, Google this.
I'm not cutting anything out. It's history. We've made history now.
Okay.
I'm not cutting it.
Stay tuned on Globio Radio. See you next week.
Okay.
The Outsiders. Chamonix Mont Blanc, from outsiders on the inside.
Outsiders?
The English are gone, Bull.
Gone! Because I drove them out.